You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
The South African Future Trust Summit has been taking place over the last 2 days. It concluded today, and I've been in attendance on both days. I had the privilege of getting to see some of the businesses we've actually spotlighted on this very show, showcasing their products to investors, to potential clients, and I think the event overall has always been a successful one, but don't take my word for it, because we have the chair, or the executive chair rather, of the South African Future Trust and Oppenheimer Generations, Jonathan Oppenheimer, joining us to take a look at this year's summit as well as what it means for the efforts that they have. Jonathan, good evening. Lovely to have you on the show as always. Thanks so much for taking the time. When you and I caught up about the Future Trust Summit, you mentioned that it was more than just about small businesses. It was about reimagining how we viewed entrepreneurship. Can you take us through just the vision of the summit and the vision of the work that the South African Future Trust does?
Absolutely, Jimmy, and it's great to be online with you. The South African Future Trust was sort of a COVID intervention, but we now have the opportunity to have a second go at making a real and permanent impact on society. And small and medium-sized businesses at the very, very tip of any sort of economic development program. And it's really, how do you help the small business enterprise space be as successful as possible, both internally in terms of how they work, and there we do a lot of work in terms of programs which help them, working with incredible coaches individually. You know, we have all sorts of initiatives to really support small business in their understanding of how to behave in a responsible and effective way. And some of the impact that we've seen in that has just been extraordinary, enormous improvements in profitability, enormous improvements in scalability. And that's just exciting. Then there's the second element, which is you really have to get people to interact and work collaboratively and cooperatively. And that's all about creating an environment that builds trust. And the South Africa Future Trust Summit is an environment to bring people together to find, to start those relationships, to help them build and create the network that allows them to be successful. So instead of fighting everybody, they're in a collaborative, cooperative environment where they feel that they're being heard, they're being seen, and they can find solutions not by by themselves, but with partners. And so those are the two principal themes. And naturally, if we're successful, we'd love this to go on to be the most impactful small and medium-sized enterprise endeavor in South Africa, and hopefully on the African continent as well in due course.
Jonathan, we'll come back to impact in a moment. I want to take a look at what you mentioned around the collaborations and the networks that this creates. I mean, Standard Bank, for example, is the headline sponsor of this year's summit, but there were other banking partners present there. There were other businesses, more established businesses, newer businesses. Take us through just the importance of the collaboration extending beyond just your immediate network and beyond just what businesses do on a day-to-day, and actually just allowing businesses to see a broader sense of what can be achieved.
100%. I mean, anybody who's listening who's a small businessman, they aren't just a small businessman in isolation. They have suppliers, and the suppliers have suppliers, and pretty quickly you're into major global players. And likewise, often the customer perhaps is just a single-use consumer, but if you're in the B2B business, quite often small businesses end up being suppliers to big businesses. And so it's building that ecosystem of collaborative cooperation, which is so critical. And it's trying to find ways to make sure that everybody understands the vulnerabilities that the other parties have. And the most critical vulnerability from a small business perspective in most of our research is cash, and cash relates to time. So speedy payment mechanisms, quicker contracting processes. And the critical element in all of that is, how do we win back time so that entrepreneurs and small businesses can focus on the doing of business rather than the business of talking to people who don't feel that sort of urgent burning fire of time right behind them. And sadly, in that respect, sometimes big business is quite slow, and government is quite slow. And often we need them to make this ecosystem really prosper.
Speaking of winning, Jonathan, let's take a look at today. Today was probably one of the biggest days for the businesses that were involved, but I think this number in and of itself is a testament to the magnitude of what this potentially could mean for a business. A $1 million prize pool from an investment perspective. Take me through that. Take me through the importance of, one, motivating businesses to show them what is possible, but also rewarding businesses and saying, you know what, we understand the needs that you might have as a business, and perhaps this might be something that could help.
Well, we have, as the sort of concluding moment of the South Africa Future Trust Summit, this $1 million pitch. Now, it's important. It's not a gift. This is an investment in your business. And we had three finalists this year who individually all were exceptional. And a company called Sensit, which really provides parental support in early childhood through an app, but uses data input from the customer to improve the output for the customer and provides anonymized data to some big medical healthcare providers and collaboratively creates a much better preventative health domain for young children, is just was the winner. And Meg, the founding CEO, just blew the lights out. And when you hear the quality of those sorts of pitches, the quality of the kinds of businesses that are emerging here in South Africa, you've just got to believe we've got a great future ahead of ourselves.
Jonathan, before I let you go, I want to get your thoughts on how we start to reposition entrepreneurship to make it sustainable. I mean, that has been one of the big themes and the big focuses of this year's summit. But I know from conversations that you and I have had is that this is something that has been an ongoing effort from your part as well, with the various stakeholders that you get involved in. How do entrepreneurs out there that are listening to these sorts of conversations start to think about sustainability differently?
Well, ultimately, sustainability is getting to a place where you can address the two fundamental, or there are really three fundamental needs in business. And the first is you need to give your customer something that they really want and they're willing to pay for. And in doing that, you need to make sure your employee is well rewarded for that, and also your suppliers. You're a good payer to your suppliers. So your ecosystem to make your business work. And if you can do that well and you can make sufficient return, you can secure new capital to grow. And by doing those in conjunction with an awareness about what's happening in the environment. Now, small businesses don't necessarily play massively into climate change, but it's something that you need to begin to think about in the early days. But for me, particularly in the small business space, we really need to focus on trying to make sure that it's a win-win-win. It's critically a win for the community. And when I talk about the community, I mean the entire ecosystem around a business. It's a win for the business, naturally, because if it can't. And part of that means that the business is so successful that when it goes to raise additional capital to expand its business, the investors who look at them, whether it be debt investors through the banks or equity investors through entrepreneurs and other capital providers, say, yeah, we can see a long-term future and we want to give this champion, this jockey who's already proved themselves or has this great idea and has got all the detail and we have high conviction is going to continue to be successful so that that jockey can continue to be successful. We do that and both our universe of businesses expands and the goods and services they provide expand, and that means that society writ large is better off.
Reimagining entrepreneurship and ensuring sustainability as we move forward. These are the goals and efforts of the South African Future Trust, and this is what they will continue to do. We'll leave the conversation on that note. Thank you so much to the Executive Chair of the South African Future Trust and Oppenheimer Generations, Jonathan Oppenheimer, for joining us to take a look at the South African Future Trust Summit.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.